or, you know, you said a lot of what you're going to say, a lot of what you have said makes people angry. What is it you say that makes them angry?
Well, let's start with this. My research very much supports another guest that you had on last May, a British geneticist who stated that because of the accumulation of defective, you know, molecules in the human Y chromosome, that in approximately 125,000 years, human males would no longer be able to reproduce.
That's correct.
Well, my research lends credence to the idea that some of the UFO aliens that are coming in from outer space, like interstellar Bedouins, are coming here to harvest compatible DNA materials in order to hybridize with human beings, in order to create a hybrid species as heirs to the technologies that these other older species will not be around for, you know.
I get it, Bill.
In another few thousand years.
Suddenly, I get it. I mean, you're right. I certainly did have that guest. His work has been peer-reviewed, and it does look as though in 125,000 years, yes, a long time, but that would be the end of men, the of males, the end of humanity, unless what? Well, unless we cloned or unless we mixed with a new species of some sort, that would be it.
Cloning won't solve the problem. Replication will only partially solve the problem. Hybridization and artificial means of gene splicing in an artistic as well as purely academic matter is the only solution if mammals on this world and mammaloids on other worlds are to survive. The more simple the mammaloid types of species, the longer they'll last. But in the end, all mammals are doomed to extinction because of the determination of sex by the Y chromosome as opposed to temperature or environmental factors, which you find in reptiles and amphibians and other classes and orders of animals.
All right. Well, maybe this backs all that up. In all the years that I've been interviewing people about ufology, I've interviewed a lot of abductees. I've interviewed some of the best scientists who study and hypnotize abductees. You know, the really big guys, the college professors. And almost all of the abduction is sexually or reproductively oriented. The cows that are mutilated, reproductive organs apparently are taken and apparently studied. I mean, everything about ufology, when you get down to the abductions, appears to be reproductively oriented. So that's a ding, 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 ding.
Now, let me tell you why. The machine systems, these magnificent disks and trianguloids and arrow wing shapes, whether they're the supersized ones that you've seen over the Hudson Valley and Phoenix, you know, in the last 25 years,
yes,
or whether they are just the small ones that can only handle a crew of one, two, or three. These magnificent machine systems, these devices that have evolved and have reached the pinnacle of machine evolution, will not be able to function without an organic system user interfaced into their flight control systems.
Right.
In other words, they will languish in the machine version of purgatory in a degraded mode where they cannot leave a planetary system or a planet's surface, where they are unable to warp to, you know, another star system, where they are unable to surf a wormhole or jump to hyperspace or drop to subspace create a gravity space fold.
Slow down, Bill. Let me see if I've got it right. You're suggesting that as we will no longer be able to produce in 125,000 years because our genetics is going to go to hell in a handbasket, so it is with other species. And
Other mammaloid species.
And they are faced with a choice of either integrating totally with a machine or finding a biological way to exist. And we would be part of that biological answer. And that's why they're here.
Well, they're harvesting from us in order to create a replacement hybridized species that is still compatible with these custom machine systems that they've grown over the years. These vehicles, these craft, they're artificially intelligent, but they cannot realize the full use of that artificial intelligence without organic minds interfaced with the artificial operating system cortex within each of these machine systems.
So these machines need what we're calling a hybrid, a half-human, half-alien being to run these ships. Is that it?
Yes, and someday in the far future, human machine systems will need humans to run them as well. Because let's take aliens out of the equation for a moment. It's my belief that if aliens are nothing but fanciful myth, that the truth is that humans are evolving and machine technologies are developing at rates of speed that will require them to depend on each other for mutual survival in the coming centuries and millennia.
I think
it happened to the aliens first because some of them were mammaloids from other worlds and some of them were mammals from this world.
Got it. Yep, got it. And it's going to happen to us as well. In the meantime, we're sort of going to be a harvesting field for those who are already in need.
We are a harvestable, reproductive livestock commodity.
See, that would make people angry.
We are livestock,